Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I love a good story about some missing underpants, you know? It happens to all of us. Where do they end up?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. And buddy, I gotta be honest with you. This has never happened to me, but it happens to you all the time.
Wait, you don't put clothes in the dryer and then get both your socks back but lose your underwear?
No, I can tell you most assuredly that has never happened to me.
Yikes. Well, somebody was missing some underpants, and it was not as giggly as we make it seem.
Okay, well, why don't you get the ball rolling on this one?
We're going to go to Japan. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, man, let's go. I want to try those, the vending machines. There's so many different kinds of them. I want to try that while I'm there.
Vending machines?
Yeah, you can get so many different things in vending machines in Japan than you can here, and I've always wanted to go do that.
This is news to me. We're going to Beppu City in southern Japan, and it's best known as a hot spring destination. But in August of 2021, police there uncovered something that shocked them. It was a stash of hundreds of women's underwear in the home of one local man. Authorities connected this to thefts from laundromats across the city, and the investigation took a weird and unsettling turn.
So this all began late August 2021. That's when a 21-year-old female college student reported something strange and quite invasive. So yeah, while at a laundromat where she was drying her clothes, she told police that someone had taken several pairs of her underwear without her knowledge while she was doing her laundry. And this wasn't simple shoplifting. This was a victim that noticed there were several items missing that had been placed in a coin-operated drying machine. So, you know, this is a, I don't know. I used to have to go to a laundromat when I was in college, and it's embarrassing somewhat. These are your very personal items, and you would like to be somewhat discreet and just do your business and get your business out of the dryer, and nobody has to touch them other than you. So this is awful.
Somebody stealing so bad for her business, and she wasn't the only one. They took this report really seriously. They started looking at surveillance footage, interviewing witnesses, and tracking down anybody who might know something or possibly be involved. And their investigation led them, step by step, to one man, 56-year-old Tetsu Yurata. They went to his apartment to follow up with him, and what they found was shocking. It raised eyebrows all around the world. In his living room, police discovered a massive collection of 730 pieces of women's underwear.
That's a lot.
Bras, panties, other unmentionables, all reportedly stolen from various laundromats around the city.
The police there in Beppu told the media that, quote, they hadn't compensated such a large number of panties in years.
What a quote. Sentence.
Yeah, because doesn't that imply that this has happened before, but it's been a minute?
Yeah, it does. In researching this case, this is a thing that happens more often over there than at least is publicized here.
Yeah, so this guy did not deny the connection. He admitted to the authorities that he had stolen the underwear that they found that was inside his home. And at the time of this report, police were continuing to investigate the full scope of the thefts and just precisely how long he'd been up to this.
Under law, theft, which is, you know, includes underwear, is still a crime punishable by arrest and prosecution. Taking somebody's property without consent violates Japanese penal code. If the thefts were proven to be systematic and sustained, they could charge Yurata with multiple counts of theft based on the number of times he did this, the number of incidents, and the number of items recovered. His arrest was based on his admission and all the underwear they found at his house.
I wish that we could just call it like it is, right? Like, you're not stealing these with the intention of using them. Like, this is not a generator, you know? You're not stealing it in order to either use it or to resell it to get money. You're stealing it because you're a pervert.
Yep, absolutely.
So I feel like we should just be able to, you know, charge them with theft, but then also just say theft. Dude was a pervert, and I wonder if that would lower crime.
Yeah, I mean, can there be some kind of, I don't know, sexual hate crime perceived here? I don't know. I don't know exactly.
You know, I understand we can't implement the death penalty for lesser crimes like this, but like, why can't we embarrass people? Like, why can't the police have billboards throughout counties where they post this guy's picture with the crime theft, women's underwear, guy was a pervert, and then just let that be up for a week and see how that curves things.
Let's bring back public shaming. I mean, if it stops this from happening, I'm down. But this is legitimately a problem in Japan. Some other cases over the years, in Noyaga, police found a stash of about 700 pairs of women's undergarments after somebody broke into houses to spill underwear. In Oita Prefecture, another man was arrested with more than 1,100 items of stolen underwear in futon cases.
That's some sentence, man.
Yeah. In other instances, there was 150 pieces of underwear found in Mie Prefecture, and those were uncovered when police tracked thefts from laundromats and drying machines.
That's your prefecture and not mine.
It's got to be your bull. It's for some reason, a common crime over there, apparently. And in this situation, they found 730 pairs of underwear, I think, which is about the number of pieces I've lost. So
that's insane.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think you're good, brother.
I don't know what the sentence is here. Definitely theft. And if you can give him 700 counts of theft, that could stack up. I don't expect him to spend a lot of time behind bars. And unfortunately, I don't know that this type of perversion can be cured. So I would not be shocked to see him still in panties again in the next decade or so.
I really do think we should start back public humiliation for crimes like this. Either put them on a billboard or make them stand in the same spot for a week with a sign that says, I am a pervert.
Let's scarlet letter these people.
Absolutely.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.